Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the book of Luke, the third chapter, verses 15 through 17 and 21 through 22. Out of reverence for God's holy word, would you please stand for the reading? As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
This text evokes one of the mysteries of God. Why was Jesus baptized by John's baptism, which was a baptism of repentance? He never had committed any sin, and so why then did he need to repent? And why walk into the waters with all the folks out there who had sinned? It's a great mystery. That's for another day. We'll get to it. The part I want to concentrate on today, and the part I think God was leading me all through the week to concentrate on today, is the first part that we read in there. The people were filled with expectations. Filled with expectations. When you came here today, you weren't filled with expectations. I know you. You were wishing you had another bowl of Cheerios or cornflakes and wondering where you were going to have lunch and are we going to get out on time. And some of you even now are watching your watches. Scott's saying no. If you'll listen fast, we'll get out pretty close. What does it mean to be filled with expectation? And let me see if I can help you with that for just a minute. Yesterday, three of my granddaughters started this way. They got within 4 miles of here and called and said, Me, Mommy, what are you doing? I said, working. And I heard Hannah in the background saying, She works on Sunday. And I thought, who's been talking to her? I'm at the gym, I said. Well, we want you to go to lunch with us. There's three of them. Hannah, Chandler, Jordan. In Atlanta, looking for an Australian shepherd for Jordan's boyfriend. I said, come by and pick me up. We'll go to lunch, but I'll decide, because when they come, it's usually Cheesecake Factory, Olive Garden. So I said, we'll go to Vintage Pizza. They'd never been there before. It was a great day. Of course, I picked up the bill, and we should have an appetizer, so we'll start with bruschetta. When I got back in the car, I realized Chandler had not enough gas to get to Covington. Chandler, you need to go to QT and get some gas. And she said, well, I don't have any money. Jordan, she's looking for your dog. Well, I didn't bring any money. I bought Nick's, that's her boyfriend. I got Nick's debit card to pay for the dog. Hannah, oh no, my car needs gas and it's in Covington. I'm not buying her gas. My expectation that I was going to have a wonderful lunch with my granddaughters, and since two of the three of them work, maybe they'd pick up the tab. Their expectation was, we got no money and we hungry, and if we call me mommy, she'll take us to lunch and get us some gas to get back to Covington. They realized their expectation, about $100 worth. Expectation. Did you see Alex? Did you see that little boy's face? He's calm. He's just as pleasant. He's peaceful. He's satisfied. See the parents' expectation? They know that boy one day is going to be president of the United States. I know he's going to go to Georgia Tech. We all have our expectations, right? We all do. The people came to the River Jordan with great expectation. They were filled with expectation. I was at the gym yesterday for most of the day, and every coach that entered there had the expectation of winning the ball game. Every single one. And if they didn't win the ball game, it had to be the referee's fault. That was the expectation. Thank heavens Mike Veal, both his teams, he's coaching too, they won. It was a good day at the gym, wasn't it, Mike? It was a great day at the gym. I think John won, didn't you win? Yeah. I don't know what happened to Chad. But Chad never gives up. He'll be back. Expectations. Here's my great expectation for the gym. This way I'm never disappointed. There are major life lessons taught in the gym every Saturday. And that's the only church that some of those children have. And so we get a little bit of a chance to talk to them about Jesus. That's my expectation. I'm never disappointed. Now, the people of Chamblee First have great expectations. Matt and I had such expectations that when they were filled, we didn't believe them. I mean, there was something strange from the time we've known Mackenzie had a day and we were getting out, which has been almost a week, that we've known this is the time that Mackenzie's getting out and Matt will be there at 7 o'clock in the parking lot. They'll process her at 7:30, and whatever time she walks out of that gate, it will be a glorious and wonderful time and the angels in heaven will rejoice and be glad. But I can't get my mind totally wrapped around that. I waited so long. Every day you prayed for that. Now it's upon us. Expectations. The people of Chamblee First today have great expectations. We're going to, Kathy Brannon hates it when I say this, we're going to abandon the sanctuary today. There'll be yellow tape, there'll be plyboard, there'll be silk screens all around, and we're going to go to the fellowship hall to worship, and when we come back to this place, it's going to be like it was originally, with the great carpet, with the sound systems already working fine, lights doing great guns, organ's going to be out of sight. I told Bill Calloway the other day, I felt sorry for him. Your expectation is that I'll walk back to the pulpit here after it's all done and preach a sermon. Your expectation of Bill is when he gets that new organ, he's going to crank it up about 20 notches. No pressure for me. Good luck, Bill. I think you can do it. Yep, we're counting on it. Expectations. We're going to move this holy place and do all these things, and we are filled with expectation. Now, I want you to see what it took to take this organ apart. I cried. I never dreamed I would serve a church that had any such instrument as that, and certainly not someone who could sit at the bench and make it do what he's made it do. I said, Bill, are you sad? And he said, no, man, I'm excited. Expectations. What we need to know about the baptism of Jesus is that he baptized us with the baptism of grace, mercy, love, forgiveness. We don't have to feel guilty. We don't have to pay back. It's free. And what we need to leave behind us as we walk into the waters with Christ himself is hatefulness and stinginess and greed and pride, holding grudges and meanness and laziness and naysaying, deceit and envy and anger and jealousy and dependence on anyone or anything except God. All that needs to be left today at the altar rail in this facility, in this room. Do not take that with you into the new space. There is no room for that in the new space. Not room for it in the fellowship hall, and not room for it when we come back here. Leave it. That's done. The baptism of Christ, because it is a baptism of love and grace, sees through all of our mask, sees through all of our distrust, sees through all of our smoke and mirrors. It is truth. We expect John to tell us of our bent toward sinning. We didn't come today to hear about the mysteries and to try to solve them. Here's what we do not expect that we should. Are you ready? Jesus loves me. This I know. Here's what we should but often don't expect. The Holy Spirit is with us and will supply every one of our needs if we will simply follow him. Here's what we need to expect but rarely do. That we will continue to worship. It does not matter where. It only matters whom we worship. Here's what we need to expect. That we continue with missions. We continue with service. We continue with education. We continue with fellowship. We continue with worship. That's what we need to expect. We expect to nurture the youth, to teach the children, to have a good year within our church with family and new brothers and sisters joining us all a while. We announced we were moving out of the sanctuary, and suddenly we had 6 people join the church and baptized a baby. We should have done this a long time ago. Our expectation should be that of our prayer life growing stronger, our relationship with God and each other growing stronger, and our faith growing stronger. We're going to have a good year, Shamley, and it starts this very day. Amen.